Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 127. For Tuesday, November 1st, I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were weaker Tuesday morning, weighed down by currency issues and losses in soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $4.50 lower, with the January contract checking in at $519.80 a ton. That's down $2.50. The loonie was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and out-of-country buyers. Losses in Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and Chicago Board of Trade soybeans were bearish for canola. Crushing activity has cooled off slightly. However, weather delays in the harvest were supportive for the canola market. Global demand for oilseeds is strong, and the technical bias is to the upside. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 to 8 cents lower. The January contract was at $10.03 a bushel. The market fell as weather conditions improved for South American farmers, and some traders also took profits. The soybean market received technical support at the $10 a bushel level. The USDA estimated the soybean harvest in the U.S. was 87% complete, compared to 76% last week. Corn was 4 to 5 cents lower, with the December contract checking in at $3.49 a bushel. This week's crop report shows the U.S. crop was 75% harvested as of Sunday night, and that is in line with the 5-year average. Some traders are keeping to the sidelines until they get fresh news about the state and quality of the crop. $3.60 a ton is still considered hard resistance. Russia's corn harvest has been delayed by snow and rain. Wheat was 2 to 3 cents higher, with the most active December contract at $4.13 a bushel. U.S. wheat export inspections were up 22.7% last week and up 90.5% versus the same time last year. Frost is being reported in some major wheat growing areas of Australia, and that was supportive. As much as 15% of Western Australia's crop could be damaged. The Canadian harvest is expected to feature a lot of poor quality out of the wheat that is left to come off. That's a look at the futures prices from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago for Tuesday, November 1st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.